I'm on.
You're on. You gotta get everybody quit being chatty like me.
We're back. We're back. Don't be hitting him. That's not nice. Or him. That was yours.
I was looking for it. I thought I said it.
She thought it was part of the cow. It was leopard friend.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Okay, we have to open it up again. Any questions? Any topics? Hey, topic.
Last time in the year, you were saying we had three guides.
Three guides.
And the guardian angel.
Guardian angel that call upon legions.
Right. And I remember someone asked if you show us, and you can show us. And he said, oh, no, we'll wait till next time we get together.
Sorry.
Is you. Yes. And you know, it's funny because I was talking to my girlfriend in Germany, and I said, did you know my three guides? And she said, you know, I think I have five. And I'm like, five?
She got two more than you.
How did you get five? But anyway.
We all, as humans, have three guides. As a minimum, we can have more according to our path in life and how many people we affect. Okay? So, legitimately, she might have five.
Okay, now I believe it. All right.
Guys, do you want to be seen tonight? All right, okay. Okay, I gotta turn this one off, and I gotta turn that one off.
You can see them.
That don't move. Just don't move. It's a motion light. Actually, the. See, you're better off actually back there looking this way. So bye. Talk to you next Friday.
You already knew that.
I'm white. Come here, Susanna. Get my friends here.
I've been acting.
Come on, Susanna. Sit right there.
Whoever wants to see a pass.
All right. Guides, could you please show yourself? Now, what you will see is they are light, and you'll see their shape, and you will see... like they're lighter than the background.
Like a white shadow.
Like a white shadow. Thank you. That's very good.
That's short.
They are.
One yeah. Real short.
Got them?
Me too.
Okay. That's my guides. Hello.
Don't look at her. Just look past,
her.
Yeah, don't look at me. They're like behind me and usually on either side of me.
And her aura's kind of big tonight, too, and I know we're not going to get that, but that might. They might see that.
I don't see him tonight. Do you see
him?
Yes.
The tall one's right behind
us. Right, directly behind us.
Okay.
Yeah. Full head over her head.
Let your eyes go blurry, Liz. Guys, could you kind of like move around? I don't mean putting on a show or nothing. Just kind of
no song and dance.
Move around a little bit. And maybe wave? No. They do let me know.
I see her aura.
There's also your aura, too.
I see her
aura. You see my aura?
It's very
I'm alive.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Can't see the guides yet?
I can see your guides really clearly, but I don't see anything.
Unless this is your chakra.
I don't know.
The short one's always...
I always see rocks and round one right above you.
She has one right directly behind her.
Yeah, she's the tall one's usually behind her, and the short one's
always... He's directly behind her tonight.
Always see the one is, yeah.
But actually, he just made it to the right.
Yeah, that way.
Uh-huh.
You see it, Steve?
Yeah. That's the only one I've ever seen going right through tall in the middle.
Well, the first time I saw it, it's just a three.
No, she has the whisper, too, that always is up for whispering in here right here.
Hey, Carol, that's the first time I've seen this, is I could actually see like a, almost like a puff going from your head up to his head.
Yeah, she's very young.
Like a solar flare on the beach.
Yeah, it's
big.
Okay.
You're very fluffy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now can we get back to business?
Yes. Show's over.
Yep.
I didn't say it.
Go in your bathroom, in your mirror. Oh, if you have a white background or a door or something, that can be. And that's how I see mine all the time.
Thank you. Yay, let there be light.
Not too much, though.
Thank you.
Good, thank you.
Mr. Carroll, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
You were saying the guy with cystic fibrosis, we were talking
spinal bifida.
He could have chosen he could have chosen a better way for his family to learn that lesson than to have come into life with spinal bifida. What way would that have been?
I don't know. It would be.
But you're saying there are more productive ways.
There are more productive ways.
Right.
He chose the sacrificial way.
Gotcha. Okay.
And hang on. Download.
We choose our lessons.
We choose how we want to present ourselves. We choose our mother and father, unless we incarnate from the outer darkness, in which case it's going to be whatever you can get at that point in time. And it may be the wrong body, it may be the wrong sex, it may be whatever.
And consequently, it makes it very difficult then during that lifetime,
especially if you come in carrying a lot of baggage
from a past lifetime,
like if you committed suicide in a past lifetime and you died when you were, say, 19, and this lifetime you came in really saddened and traumatized anyway, you turn 19 and all of a sudden you want to commit suicide. You don't even know where it came from. It's an anniversary of that past lifetime. And you feel compelled to do it. And you just do it over and over and over until you get an opportunity to go into the light to get yourself cleansed so you can get a fresh start. Going into the light gives you a fresh start. It cleanses you of the old baggage and allows you to see what you need to learn and helps you to choose the right people for your next incarnation, so you'll learn the lessons and get closures and do what you need to do. Consequently, it's very important for all of us when we pass to go into that light. But the dark side doesn't want us to go into the light, and they'll tell you that you're going to be judged, you're going to be sent to hell, you know, you've been evil, you're born of sin, all this sort of thing, so that when you die, you're fearful of dying and of judgment. Or maybe you just know you did some bad things and you're afraid you're going to be judged. Or you're afraid of what the afterlife might be or what it might not be. So we do some horrific things to ourselves. And it's because we don't have knowledge.
If that happens, can't get into the light, what does one's guides and angels do during that time?
The problem is your guides and your angels are here for you in the material world.
So they...
They're not, per se, there. Yes?
That brings up a question for me.
Okay.
Have I always had the same guides in each carnation, or do I get different guides, different...
I think you can get different guides. You can earn higher guides, if you will. You can graduate.
Well, then
how would you do that?
By spiritually evolving and learning.
You're saying in two incarnations, but not in one life.
Right. You're welcome.
Well, and you and I talk about this, because your guides are very archaic. They're way different than my guides.
Yeah.
In the way that they speak. But yes. Probably because you have earned a better, not a better guide, better is not the right word.
Watch it now.
I don't think there are higher or lower. Yeah. They're all the Holy Spirit. But I think that they teach you in terminologies and in ways that you comprehend. And they will teach you at the appropriate level for your soul growth. There's really not, per se, higher or lesser guides.
Kindergarten teacher versus college professor.
Yes, but they're knowledgeable. No, she'd be fine. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. All can go into the light. Yes?
I have my idea of what hell is, but can you describe...
Separation from God.
Is there a physical place called hell, like they teach in Bible school or whatever? Because that scares a lot of people.
Hell is separation from God in truth, which can be here as well as in an afterlife. You can have a hell on earth right here. Now, is there a physical place? There is a place where the demonic reside. You can call it a hell. And those that are bound to the dark side, can also reside there as well.
So there is a place called hell.
Do you get sent to hell? No. Can you bind yourself to hell? Yes.
Here as well as there.
Is this like a dimensional thing, or is it in the earth itself?
It's a dimensional.
Okay. Not inside the earth.
No. No, they're not like burning in the center of the earth.
Well, that's the impression that the church gives.
I know. Dante's Inferno. Yeah.
Didn't he say whatever you think heaven's going to be, that's what your heaven's going to be?
Yes.
Now, when you think you're going to go to heaven, whatever you think, if you think food or wine or whatever, that's what your heaven's going to be. Did he say that?
Pretty much. I mean, it depends on whether you blend in with other people's heavens.
There are
levels within. It's kind of like the earth plane. There are different cultures, there are different countries, there are different belief systems, but they all reside here. Well, heaven's kind of like the same way. It has different belief systems that are there, that when they go there, they're expecting to see, you know, whatever it is that they want to see or they believe they should see to help to ease them through.
It's like the Hindus would have one perception of Christians, maybe something like that.
In essence. And then, but they do come into a truth if they choose to. It might take a while. Yeah. That's my understanding from those that have passed over.
You talked to a lot.
Talked to a few, yeah. They, once they get past their belief systems, they can come into the truth. Because the truth will not correspond with their belief systems. even in heaven.
They don't recognize reality.
Well, we don't recognize it here.
Do we not filter everything through our personal belief systems
and our patterns that have been
passed down to us from parents?
We're so wrong.
Well, wait a minute. Carol, do the planets have anything to do with the afterlife?
No. Well, let me put it to you this way. You do not want to pass while on Mars.
What?
Say that again?
What?
You do not want to pass, die, on Mars.
Why?
What's mine?
Well, she asked if planets made any difference with, you know, after you pass. And what I found is each planetary system has dimensions, okay? Our fourth dimension is the outer darkness. Our fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth are levels of heaven. Each planet has their dimensions. If you were to pass on Mars and you get stuck in their fourth dimension, what is it? It's not yours.
How would that happen?
By going to Mars with a one-way ticket.
Oh, so stay on
that. That's going on. I mean, that's what people are looking at doing now.
Oh, you're saying like an astronaut?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with it. I mean, who doesn't want to do the next three incarnations? You're right. I mean, you're right.
So, Carol, you're saying that they would essentially be in whatever dimension of Mars, or whatever planet it was.
They would.
Does that, how much does that have to do with the actual gravitation of a particular
Nothing.
Planetary body?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know. But I know that each planet has a certain amount of dimensions.
Because from a physics perspective, I think we're starting to understand that gravity transcends dimensionality. And so that's the reason I was asking about that. The gravity factor. Yeah.
I don't think it would be effective.
Yeah. What is...
Oh, God. What are you going to do?
What if somebody sent a rocket to Mars, and could your soul get on that rocket, and then it come back to Earth?
No.
Now, stop.
If you want to do little theories, let's say another astronaut goes to that planet. You could hitch a ride to him and come back.
So you could attach to him
and
come back. Okay.
Maybe. If you know he's there.
You might want to know what to do because she said that's not a good plan.
No.
It's kind of a bad plan, see, but you might want to erase that.
I'm not going to borrow you, I'm saying.
Good. I'm glad.
So our soul is restricted to this planet?
For this incarnation? Is it soul? Is the soul restricted to this planet forever? No.
Well, Mars, Schwarzenegger went to Mars, ask him.
Now, be careful, y'all. This is going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's my question. What did Saddam Hussein think he was going to get when he got to heaven?
72 virgins. I don't
Only
think
if
so.
They were in hell. but that's what you were saying. You get what you think you're going to get. And that's what he thought.
No. That's what he thought he would get in heaven.
Right.
He's in the darkness.
You don't think he's in heaven, do
you?
You
said there's no judgment.
I did.
Well, you said Hitler went to the light. Didn't you?
No.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No.
What classes have you been to?
I don't know.
I thought you said Jeffrey
Dahmer. I've told you anyone can go to the light if they choose to go to the light. But you have to choose to go into the light. I don't think that Hitler and or
Hussein.
would choose to go into the light.
And that's a shame.
It is a shame. Because they're going to do it again.
See, I never looked at it that way. Until when you talked about that, about having to live through all of the sins that you've committed, and that just opened up my world right there.
That's why they're not telling us how many lives, and we were thinking it's just probably going to reincarnate.
Sure, and do it all over again. Yes, and that's what we should do. That should be our ultimate goal. We should want to help people to get into the light. We should want to help people to be redeemed back to God.
Could you hear so many people say on somebody like that, I hope he goes straight to hell?
That's horrible. Because then they come back and they do the same thing,
again.
The atrocities again.
And worse.
And worse.
Who's to say that Hitler wasn't reincarnated as Saddam?
Even worse.
That's exactly right.
He could have been Saddam, could have been Hitler, and don't even want to think about it.
Well, my guides told me that Saddam was Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar.
Really?
Yeah. And he believed he was.
That's right. He did say he did. He did. I remember that.
Yeah.
He thought he was the...
And they had me read certain chapters in the Bible about how Israel would be spared and protected. And, of course, they were. So, yes, they do incarnate back. And yes, they should be redeemed. The whole point is not to punish. Punishment doesn't work. Redemption, truth, does. When you find out that what you do is ultimately wrong, you don't do it again. Being punished will not get you there.
Okay, here's a question. In the Bible, when it talks about God punishing by bringing all the different things, and by destroying this place and that place, and
yeah, you got a whole new subject.
You want to do that one next time?
Yeah, I think probably so. It goes back to the names of God and how some of those aspects fell, and there was vengeful aspects that came into play.
Yeah,
I want to
get into that.
Okay. All right, make a note.
Okay.
Yes?
At one point you had mentioned something about tangible versus intangible gifts. Would you mind, is it possible to expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, I really wanted to get into tangible gifts versus intangible gifts, but it's too late.
Okay.
But that's another thing. Make a note on that one, because I think that's a really, really good subject. What are intangible versus tangible? Just, if y'all will remind me, we'll get into this. Your tangible gifts are your physical gifts on this planet. Your intangible gifts are your spiritual gifts. Like being a designer, landscaper. That's a tangible gift.
Your physical, what you can do as a physical body.
Yes.
Okay.
Your
brain. Like athletes.
Yes.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't understand that they have gifts. They really don't see it. I remember Francis, who he never understood until about 3 years ago, I think it was, somewhere around that, that he had a gift of being able to realign and rebalance people through touch.
He always had, I always felt something with him, always.
Mm-hmm. He made me smile.
And when he realized that he had no clue that it was a gift. And he was realigning everybody after that. It was really very, very cool. So yes, we'll get into it. It's a fun subject. And it's one that I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about.
If you've not ever found your gift, could you ask your spirit guides to help you?
Absolutely. Why not?
Well, they've been slacking lately.
Well, you know, if you want help, you got to ask for it, and you have to be pretty specific. Yeah, you do have to speak it aloud. Absolutely. All right, y'all, you're ready? Reduce.